Chapter 3. The Dirty Wave. Word list. Beautiful. Busy. City. Clean. Comfortable. Country. Crowded. Dirty. Downtown. Farm. Fast. Feed. Flat. High. Hometown. Kiosk. Long. Low. Mountain. Noisy. Old. Peaceful. Quiet. Short. Silent. Skyscraper. Slim. Slow. Street. Town. Traffic jam. Uptown. Village. Young. Expressions.
The city is more crowded than the village. A skyscraper is higher than an apartment block. He is uglier than before. This village is better than that village. This village is worse than that village. What's happening? What are they doing?
They are feeding the dogs.
Right now. At the moment.
Chapter 3. The Dirty Wave.
It's a quiet Sunday in the underwater city. Arda is sitting on a rock. He is playing the ocean guitar and singing a song.
I'm from a land far, far away. There people feed animals every day. They live on peaceful little farms. They milk cows and they clean barns. Oh, 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 oh. Empty streets of the country. Oh, 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 oh. They are quieter than a silent tree. My land cities are noisier than its towns. Skyscrapers are higher than mountains. Cars flow like water from fountains. Cars flow like water from fountains. Oh, 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 oh. Crowded streets of downtown. Oh, 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 I miss my beautiful hometown. Now I live in an underwater city. It is wet and people are always busy. They count the endless gold of a water fairy. They count the endless gold of a water fairy. No, oh, oh. It's not comfortable. It's too noisy. No.
Its traditional food isn't so yummy.
A. Write a suitable title for the song.
After Fisher listens to Arda's song, he asks Arda some questions.
B. You are Arda. Read the lyrics of the song on page 32. Circle "That's right" or "That's wrong". If wrong, write the correct answer.
So, in your hometown, the city is quieter than the country.
1.
That's wrong. The country is quieter than the city. The city is noisier than the country.
The country in your hometown is more crowded than the city, right?
2.
That's wrong. The city is more crowded than the country.
So the city is noisier than the country, isn't it?
3.
That's right.
People in the underwater city are busier than people in your hometown, right?
4.
That's right.
Well, but the food in the underwater city is more delicious than the food in your hometown.
5.
That's wrong. The food in my hometown is more delicious than the food in the underwater city.
But it's more nutritious than your traditional food.
After this conversation, Fisher looks sad.
I can't remember my hometown.
Arda is surprised.
But your hometown is the underwater city, isn't it?
No. The underwater city is Angelic's hometown. We're all thieves of her gold. We all come from different cities and countries. We are here for more than 200 years. We can't remember anything about our hometowns.
Come on, think. You can remember something.
C. Fisher tells about his hometown. Choose the correct option. 1.
Well, I remember a crowded city.
Great, what else?
2.
Traffic jam. I remember carriages. They are horse cars.
Carriages? Wow, those are the old days. What else do you remember?
3.
Noise. I remember workers. They are building a big clock at the city center. They make a lot of noise.
4.
A big clock? Is it Big Ben? Are you from London?
Suddenly, Fisher remembers.
Yes, yes! Now I remember my beautiful city. Thank you, Arda. I miss London so much. I had a little flat uptown. There was a park and a kiosk near it. It was great.
It's a very emotional moment for Fisher. He's thinking about his hometown. At that moment, they hear a scream.
What's happening? What are they doing?
Arda looks at the city to give an answer.
D. Fill in the blanks with the present continuous forms of the verbs in brackets.
The sea boys are screaming. They are swimming very fast.
But why?
Look, Nettie is climbing here right now. There is something wrong.
Where is Harpy?
There. He is riding a seahorse at that moment. He looks scared too.
What about Noah? Is he okay?
He is going to the palace. He is trying to find Angelic.
Angelic? What is she doing?
She is swimming in the garden of her palace. Look, she is coming out. Oh, she looks scared.
Only one thing can scare Angelic.
E. Circle the correct words.
What is that? What's happening?
That is the dirty wave.
The dirty wave? What is it?
There's a big island near the underwater city. Its name is Horrifica. It is dirtier than all the other islands. People on this island throw their trash into the ocean. There's a factory on the island. It is worse than all the other factories. It pours waste into the ocean. And sometimes waves carry all that trash here. We call it the dirty wave. It's poisonous. It kills all the fish in the ocean. It kills us too.
At that moment, Nettie climbs up and he comes near them. He looks worried.
It's the dirty wave. It's coming.
Let's swim and run away.
Run where? The wave is faster than us. We can't escape.
What should we do then?
Fisher points at Angelic.
She can save us.
How?
She's more powerful than us. She can use her magic. Look, everyone is going near her. We should go there too.
Good idea. Let's go.
Arda, Fisher, and Nettie go next to Angelic. The water turns green. Arda can see a lot of trash around. His skin hurts. He can hear screams. The sea boys are shouting. They're all in pain. The underwater city is noisier than ever.
Be quiet!
Everyone stops screaming. Now the underwater city is quieter than a ghost. She raises her stick. The sun on her stick shines. The light takes away the trash and cleans the water. The water is cleaner than before now. But Angelic doesn't look well. She is losing her powers. There are wrinkles around her eyes. She looks older than before. Her height is going down. She is shorter than Arda now. She is losing weight, too. Now she is slimmer than everyone there.
The water is too dirty. She can't clean it.
Suddenly, Angelic faints. Her stick falls down. The sun on her stick stops shining.
The ocean is very dirty. What can we do?
Arda takes the stick and raises it.
Save us, magic stick. Clean the ocean.
The magic stick shines again. Oh, but this time, Arda starts changing.
F. The power of the magic stick changes Arda. Compare the two pictures below and write.
The ocean is cleaner than before. But Arda? Arda isn't feeling well. He faints.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.